Civil rights activist Joan C. Browning visited Marshall University as part of Constitution Week. Clark Davis has more about the woman who told her story of being a freedom rider on the 50th anniversary of the rides.
Joan C. Browning was a freedom rider. The riders were a group of men and women who boarded buses and trains headed for the Deep South in 1961 to test the 1960 Supreme Court ruling outlawing segregation in interstate public facilities. What makes Browning's perspective different, though, is that she's Caucasian.
I just felt lucky to have an opportunity to see what was going to happen and to choose a role for me in it and to be in the group of people that I knew would support me. I felt very lucky. I really felt that I was in the right place doing the right thing, and whatever happened then or later, you know, for one time in my life, I did the right thing.
Browning was at Marshall University this week as part of Constitution Week. While on campus, she spoke to classes about what her experiences were like.
I was one of the few white people who was involved in the black freedom struggle in the South in the early 60s and the sit-in movement. And I was a freedom rider and picketed and things of that nature. So I'm sort of the oddity that you don't expect when you read about the civil rights movement.
And she gave two lectures, one on civic responsibility and the other on the relationship between the Constitution and civil rights. Browning joined the Freedom Riders after attending an all-black Methodist church in Milledgeville, Georgia. As a result of her church attendance, she was thrown out of Georgia State College for Women. In June of 1961, she moved to Atlanta, where she discovered the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee that would later organize the Freedom Rides. Browning says it excites her when she sees young people following in her footsteps, standing up for things they believe in.
When the Occupy movement first started, I was very excited. I thought that it was possibly the beginning of a mass resurgence of young people and empower people to take to the streets, literally. I'm at the point now that I can't march very long, you know, but I can be in the back cheering people on, and I do whatever I can to encourage it. That's one reason I talk to young people, is to try to encourage them.
Browning volunteered with SNCC on projects in Georgia and Alabama, worked in human relations and anti-poverty programs throughout the 60s, and was an organizer of the Federation of Southern Cooperatives. In the end, Browning says she still speaks to classes and groups because she wants people to know, no matter their situation, they still have power.
I want them to know that young people have power. Poor people have power. Old people have power. You know, the Grey Panthers came out of the model of the Freedom Rides. I want people to feel that this is your world, and you have a chance, you have a right to make it the way you want it to, and find other people, and don't give up, don't give in.
Browning now lives in Greenbrier County and has a degree from West Virginia State University. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.